That time of the week, we're introduced this week's special guest. I'm so excited to catch up with Dara Fleming. He is the writer and author of Lonely Boys book, award-winning blogger of Thoughts Too Big. Joining me is Dara Fleming. Dara, thank you so much for taking the time.
What's the crack? Thanks for having me. It's great getting back to Limerick in the rain. Beautiful.
And it's so dark out. It's so dark out. Dara, thank you, though, for taking the time. You took a trip up, am I right, from saying from Cork this morning?
Yeah, from Cork, but I got back to Cork on Thursday. I live in Barcelona. So,
yeah, nice. I bet you it's sunny and bright over there.
I swear, the last 2 weeks, it's been raining a lot.
Has so, it?
Yeah.
Weather's gone crazy, isn't it? And it's still kind of warm over here, to be fair. Mm. Okay, well, you're not here to talk about the weather. You're here to talk real talk, life unscripted. I was really excited to get you in today because I'm really taking this feature back to its roots. I've so much to cover with you, but I want to start it off today by asking you, what made you become a blogger?
Yeah, blogger, interesting term.
Is that the wrong term?
No, it's not. It's the right term, but it's just funny too. Like, I kind of, I probably self-identify more as a writer, but that is included in blogging. So, I started the blog my second year of college, 2015. No, last year of college, 2016. Kind of because I didn't know what I wanted to do coming out of college. And at the start, it was kind of a catch-all blog. And then it turned into mental health, which is something I wanted to do because when I was 17, my best friend took his own life. And that was definitely the most traumatic and life-changing experience I've had. And the blog essentially came from an ambition to stop people from taking their own lives in any way I could. And I did study applied psychology, but I'm not a therapist or anything. I'm not qualified to give people therapy. But I knew that if what I could do, as an individual, is if I talk openly about mental health as often and as consistently and persistently as possible, it typically encourages other people to do the same. And you're just normalizing the conversation around it. So every Sunday for the last 10 years, just jump on the blog, write about whatever has affected my mental health that week. And it's mad because the amount of times where I'll be writing about something and I'll be no one's going to relate to this. This is very specific. That's when people are like, I didn't know someone else felt like this about this situation. And it just makes people feel less alone in hate or feeling. And that's kind of the whole purpose of it.
I love that because I am in radio today from doing exactly that. Mm. Sharing my experiences, sharing my life learnings and growth with other people. And, you know, it just grew from there and I ended up loving it. And, you know, you're inspiring me this morning because I feel like I haven't been very present on my social medias of late. Mm-hmm. Like I used to be talking about my struggles in life and, you know, that's where it all stemmed and grew from. It's not easy to do, is it? It's not easy to come on and openly talk about your struggles and what you're going through in life. How do you keep that so consistent with your page Thoughts Too Big?
Yeah, I think at the start it was definitely harder because it's new and every bit of negative feedback feels like the biggest thing on earth.
Yeah.
But you get used to it and the internet is a place where that stuff's going to happen. But I think really when it boils down to it, it's not about me. It's about my friend Irby. It's about the people who feel like they're on their own. And if me talking openly can help people, then that's the easy part. Just talking openly about what's been going on. I guess I just try to remind myself that it really isn't about me and taking myself out of it. And although I'm talking about things I've experienced, it's really just to help other people. And likewise, writing every week has been therapy for 10 years. I'm venting what I struggle with in the week previous. So it helps me, it helps other people. And that just seems like a worthy thing to try and do.
It does for sure, Dara. You are a writer and you are the author of a book called Lonely Boy. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Lonely Boy. Didn't initially intend for it to be a book. Basically, 2020, I kind of realized that I'd struggled with long-term relationships my whole life and I kind of wanted to figure out why that was. So I started journaling about it and then as I continued journaling about that, different kind of things I was struggling with popped in and other doors opened and avenues of thought. And then all of a sudden I had 20,000 words on this Word document and it was complete. It was a complete mess. But then I started realizing there was different themes and stuff, and I started like parsing them out into different essays, and that's how it kind of became a book. But what's interesting about Lonely Boy, there could almost be a follow-up now, because like I wrote Lonely Boy, and it's all about different stuff, like, you know, my issues with relationships, feeling lonely, feeling a lot of anxiety, depression, fear of death, all these topics. But last March, I got diagnosed with ADHD, and reading back the book now, it feels like I was riding around ADHD the whole time without realizing I had it, because a lot of the things I've struggled with are like symptoms of ADHD, and it's interesting now reading it and be like, oh, it's kind of like I knew there was something going on, but I didn't have a word for it.
So many people, I've spoken to so many people over the last year that have exactly described what you have described. I'm a big lover of journaling. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a great way to get your thoughts out on a page. And, you know, you do, if you reflect on the journaling, it's really mad to see, isn't it? Patterns, mm-hmm. or, you know, and it really helps you, you know, move through problems you might be having in your life too, and really make you want to work on it. And how mad was it for you to look back and be like, oh my God, all the signs were there. I was writing it out with the ADHD, and then it's there in front of you. So technically journaling really helped you bring that out.
100%. With Lonely Boy, and I said this to my editor at the time, I was like, even if this never gets published, it was completely worthwhile, because I learned so much about myself and what I need in order to, like, quote unquote, thrive and be better and be happier. So, like, even that alone was worth the effort of, like, the 8 months, a year of writing Lonely Boy, because it just helped me progress. But yeah, it's interesting being like, not knowing I had ADHD, but like really writing in between the lines of it, and then getting the diagnosis and being like, oh, now all of that makes sense. Because some of it still kind of was like, I don't know why this is a thing. Maybe it's just part of my makeup. And like, it is, but I just didn't know it was that branch of neurodiversity.
Did you ever think by telling your story and talking openly, you would go as far as you did? You've won an award. You've wrote a book. You've worked with some big names in the past, Brezzy being one of them. Mm-hmm. Like, what is that like for you to just think, by being open and honest and sharing your experiences, look how this has went for you?
Yeah, it's something I almost avoid thinking about, because it is wild, and I'm so grateful for it. Like, cause I'm not a planner. Like, I don't plan anything. I just have made a career out of like doing what felt right at the time, and, you know, following my gut really, and like knowing who's good to work with, who's not good to work with. But like the last year alone, like, we're talking Lonely Boy 2022. Then I did a TED Talk last November about poetry and how you can use that for mental health. Then Joe Castlin did a mural of me in Dublin in February, working with Brezzy the last couple of years. And then during the week, I just got longlisted for a Mental Health Media Award. Like, so it's just been...
Wow.
It's been a roller coaster, and I've enjoyed it. And I think because there was no expectations, like, I was just like, I'm just going to do what feels right and see where it goes. So there's never been any expectations, and it's been really, yeah, it's been great.
What's the hope for the future? Have you planned it, or are you just going with your gut?
Going with the gut. So there's a new book coming out in March. It's a collection of essays. I'm working on a novel at the moment. There's a few poetry books kind of gathering dust somewhere that I need to like work on. But yeah, I just, anything, like, it all comes from writing. Everything that's happened has come from writing. So I'm going to continue to do that forever and just see what happens.
I love that. I absolutely love that. If there was anyone out there listening in this morning that's struggling with their mental health, or maybe stressed in life or feeling lonely, what advice would you give them?
The biggest thing I struggled with when I had depression, or when I was even like admitting to myself that I had depression, is that like I was feeling things and denying it. So like feeling sad, lonely, angry, and just telling myself to ignore it. So the biggest thing I would say is, like, if you're feeling something, you should allow yourself to feel that way. You're allowed to feel that way. I think that's really important. Like, you're allowed to feel sad. You're allowed to feel angry. Because that's the only way you can actually process and get through the emotion is to actually accept that it's happening. So
and feel it.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of supports out there. We're going to give you a little list of them a little later on in the show. I'm also being joined later by Dave Lawler from So Sad Ireland.
Well.
You know him well. I'm tying it all in lovely this week. Where can people follow your journey? There's so much here. You have different types of pages, but where's the best place for people to go follow your journey, get your book, give it all out there?
Yeah, I've been trying to consolidate. So on all socials, it's at Dara Fleming with one R. The website's tostobig.ie, and you can find everything through those avenues.
I love it. Well, listen, Dara, thank you so much for taking the time today. There is someone listening in today that will be inspired. I'm inspired by you to start going back on my social medias and talking about my harder days, because it's not easy to do, but it does help others. So thank you so much for taking the time, and best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you very much.